Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Shine and Flow. It's been a while, but here we are. Everything's great. And I just wanted to jump on here with a really special guest. I have my friend Dan Prock with me today, and he's actually the first person I ever interviewed and ever did an episode of Shine and Flow with. So I'm really excited to circle back and have him back on. But as always, before we get started, let's go ahead and start with three deep breaths in, just so we can get centered, calm, and open to the wonderful message that Dan is going to share with us today. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. Out. In. Out. And in. Out. Ah. Hi, Dan.
Lucy. Yeah. Yeah. So exciting to talk to you again. I love you so much.
Oh, Dan. You know, ditto, likewise. The feeling is mutual. I always feel, I was telling you this earlier, but every time I talk with you, it's like, I just feel uplifted and happy, and you just have such good energy. So I'm really happy to have you back on and, you know, hear your message, and let's talk about all the wonderful things that you're up to lately.
Yeah, a lot of beautiful things have been happening in my life, and really, I know it seems like some stuff that isn't as beautiful is happening around the world, but it's all taken us to a place where this world is going to be the most beautiful thing that we've ever seen. And that's just the perspective that I'm having on it. But more than anything, I'm just happy to share some encouraging words and some upliftment with all my new friends
who are
all the beautiful people that I haven't met yet in person, but now you'll know my voice, and hopefully we'll get a chance to meet someday all the great people that are listening here. I'm just grateful to be on the show.
That's right. Oh, I'm so excited to have you. And, you know, I did forget to mention in the beginning, but our topic today, it's a very hot, awesome topic that we all need to learn more about. I mean, it doesn't hurt to learn about this, but the importance of self-love and becoming someone who loves. So I know that you have a lot of knowledge and wisdom to share about this topic with your own personal journey and just everything that you've learned so far in your lifetime. And also, I know you really focus on this with your life coaching, your online training that you have. So do you want to jump in on that and talk to us more about self-love and becoming someone who loves?
Yeah, absolutely. So my journey in life coaching really kickstarted, and on the last call that I had with you, the first podcast, I shared a long story about my journey, so y'all could check that out too. But
perfect.
But in a little blip out of that story was about 8 years ago when I was in Vegas with no money, no car, and barely anywhere to live. I had a circumstance happen with some friends, two guys. And one was going through some stuff with his ex-wife, and he was angry and upset and crying and all this stuff. And my other buddy says to him, this isn't about you, or this isn't about your ex or anything outside of yourself. You've got to love yourself. And it's like a burst of energy popped at me. And I was like, that's the first step to living a great life, is loving yourself completely. So that became the first step of all my life coaching. My life coaching website is letyourlightshinelifecoaching.com. So you guys can check it out whenever. But that was the first step of self-love. And at that point in time, I really didn't have much self-love, or I was building it. And I grew up, you know, in a big family with seven kids and chaotic environment, to say the least. And
I can imagine.
Yeah, but it spilled over into the schools that I went, chaotic schools and bully stuff, like bullying me in school. And I'm like, I had to clear up my energy over and over and over again as a full grown adult, still clearing up stuff that was in me. that was having me live in, you know, a less than loving state. And I built myself through awareness, and I feel like I've raised my vibration, which means align more with love and peace and joy and doing things that I love and am passionate about. And it's a compilation of things that has me at a higher state of being now, but, and I'm still growing, but going from not loving yourself to then choosing to love yourself and then defining life in new ways, which would be, I love myself. And then it goes to, I love myself completely, because that's a different thing. Mm-hmm. And then defining yourself as, I am loving, lovable, loved and adored. And then it got into back in March, when all this stuff starts happening in the world, I'm living in La Jolla by the beach, and it got feeling too funky. And I came out to Sedona for 2 weeks, and I was going to rent a car to get out here. And I went to rent the car because I was just going for a 2 week vacation. I wanted to rent a car. So I go to rent a car, and then they say, oh, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Sedona. They'd say, you can't rent out of state now, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, this didn't say anything on the website. What are you talking about? Yeah. And then I went to another place. They said the same thing. And this was the morning that I'm leaving. I already had the reservation to be there that night. And then I was like, well, I guess I'm not renting a car. I guess I'll drive my car, which I wanted a nicer, more reliable, you know, like rental car. They're always really nice. But then when I got out to Sedona, I stayed here for a week, and the vibe here is really peaceful, loving, joyful. The collective energy in the town, the people aren't living quite, I just say they're not in the fear or anxiety or worry state that a lot of the world is, based on what people are watching on the news, based on what people are seeing in the government, seeing with health issues, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But then I'm here for a couple weeks or a week and a half, and I'm like, I got to add a week. And so, and I've been adding weeks, and then I add another week and add another week and add another week. And then my mom, a couple weeks ago, she's like, how long have you been out there, Danny? And I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, I think you've been out there 4 months. And I'm like, I guess so. And I've been living in more of a high vibe state of being. And, one of the things I want to connect to, though, Lucy, is when you start the call today and you get people centered with their breath, and they take a few deep breaths, and they, okay, with everything that might we perceive as happening out in the world, our internal state of being really is under our control, but it's something that we have to recondition ourselves to be in, because we can be in peace. We can be loving, lovable, loved. And since I've been out here, I figured out, well, if I can be peaceful at all or loving at all, then I can make that my habitual chronic pattern. I can have, you know, and you might ask yourselves, everyone on the call might just say, what is my go-to emotion? Yes. When things come up in life, what is my go-to? And I know mine used to be more towards frustration, maybe a little bit of anger at times, but I've reconditioned myself. And whatever the answer is perfect. It just lets you know, okay, when things come up, I tend to go towards fear, tend to go towards sadness, tend to go towards depression, tend to go towards rage, whatever it is, they're all great. But what if we could tend to go towards the way that we felt when we first started this show with Lucy, breathing into ourself and being at peace and love, and then being someone who loves on a habitual chronic basis. And that's happened to me since I've been out here, is guiding myself to be someone who just loves in my conversations with people, that usually the conversation would go sideways with certain family members.
Really have to practice that, huh?
Yeah, that's one of the things, like breathing into your heart in those situations and letting yourself stay in a flow, you know, shine and flow, babies.
Yeah, exactly.
So stay in a flow, because when we are feeling peaceful, like that first part of this talk, you breathe in some peace, maybe breathe in a little love here now too. When you feel that, now that's flowing. But if you've ever, and we all probably have, been angry or frustrated or like outraged, you, mm-hmm. even there's times that you might, it might have happened to you if you've heard this concept, like, man, I got so mad. It's like, I kind of blacked out. Well, yeah. Why did we black out? Because we went from flow, which is our natural state of being, is just peace. But we went from that and we clenched our energy in our body. We went out, you know, mad, and we squeezed the energy and restricted the flow of that flow, blood flow to our brain, and we blacked out. But what if we could stay in our heart and just breathe in love and peace and make that our chronic state? And then when something comes up in life, that we stay in our heart and stay coherent. Mm-hmm. Coherence mm-hmm. is something that you might have heard about, but it's basically staying so that your brainwave patterns and your heart are working together. You stay with your breath and you're able to think more clearly. Our mind runs really efficiently when it's in a peaceful, loving state. But when it's in,
absolutely.
When it's in fear, doubt, anger, worry, lower vibrational emotions, it's restricting. Just imagine like a river flowing. That river flowing is love. But if you, mm-hmm. but if there's a dam at the end of the river and there's just a little bit coming out the other side, and this is an energetic thing, not the way that they're used on earth to give us like water supplies.
But, right.
But if you, that flow should be flowing through us all the time. That peace and love from our first breaths of this talk should be flowing all the time. But we've been conditioned to live in limitations and fear and anxiety and have perceptions that are disempowering and all this stuff. So it's just, it's just resetting the system. That's what we're doing, is resetting the system. And thank God mm-hmm. for the stuff that's happened since March. In some wonderful way, it's reset my system, and it's probably reset mm-hmm. billions of people's systems. People are awake, they're alert. They're more aware of, oh, what's really going on in the world. I'm not buying the story on the news anymore because it doesn't feel right. They keep pumping all these storylines, but that feels off. So the awareness has been awesome. And yeah, we're just headed to a better world for sure.
Absolutely. And I think it's beautiful that you're able to see, I made another episode about, what was it? Opportunity in the time of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with what's going on in the world right now. And we can either go, as you call, into the lower energy states of anxiety and fear and, you know, what's going on with this world. And, oh, this is all just so depressing. And we can either go that route, or we can go the other route, how you were saying, like, we're all waking up. There's a shift in consciousness that's happening. It's almost like, you know, scorching the forest in order to get new growth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, I think, the energetic shift that's happening in the world right now. But in order for that to happen, we as individuals have to know the power within ourselves to really manifest our own realities. And I loved how you said that it's a choice. We can shift our consciousness. We're not doomed to be depressed, sad people living in a lower vibration. Like, we can change, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that's so wonderful.
Absolutely. And it may seem, and I'll just say seem, like a difficult thing to do, but just know that we have habitual patterns. We learn things, just the simplicity of, when we were all just little babies, and then we saw people, you know, as a little baby, then the little baby starts crawling around and starts using their body and then stands up, and they're like, I see these other people standing up. I'm going to stand up too. Just a little child. And then they start walking and they figure it out. It didn't, unless someone was super baby or whatever, they walk immediately.
They just start flying.
They just get out, and then they got a little energetic cape on and they just start cruising. But it's a process to learn to walk, to learn to run, and it be okay with the process to go from wherever you're at with a set point of emotions, which is maybe what is my average emotion I feel on a daily basis, or what's my habitual emotions that I feel, those types of things. Mm-hmm. And know that you can learn new patterns of emotional habitual behavior. You can learn techniques and strategies to have yourself operate from what I call like our higher energy centers, which would be more in our heart and our upper parts of our body. I could get into the science and terminology some other time, but more into our hearts than into our lower energy centers of our body that are more towards struggle and survival and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, and the struggle and survival, that would be, I'm kind of anxious and worried and, you know, fearful. And that would be the habitual. So we can learn new strategies. We can learn things as simple as getting into our divinity, because that's one part that I've learned since I've been out here. I've read some really cool spiritual books and some other just teachings. I'm always learning, but going more into our soul and into our divinity than living in our mind and our body. Right. That's been one of the most powerful things for me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause you know, I've said this before and this is my go-to, but it's our brain is designed for survival and for comfort. And it's not designed to help us keep growing and evolving. And, you know, when we are comfortable in a certain emotion, like you said, your go-to emotions on a daily basis, if you are comfortable with the emotion of anxiety and sadness, because that is all you know, because that's all you've known as a kid, or you've developed that type of self-defense, then mm-hmm. no matter how much you want to change that, unless you really commit to it, you won't get out of that state of being. Like, it's a full-on commitment. And I think that going back to our, what you said, divine blueprint, I want you to talk more about that. What is that divine blueprint? How do we get back to that?
Okay. So these are some things, and Sedona, I recommend going to Sedona for everybody, especially people who are already happy, high vibe types of people, because you'll go here and just live in synchronicity. It's a wonderful, amazing place. It's like, it's magical. Let me put it that way. Mm-hmm. But so out here, I read this book and it talked about, I'll just go through this quick exercise with y'all, because you can close your eyes and just go into your consciousness and imagine a cell within the center of your being. And then imagine the DNA strand, which is your programming, and travel that DNA strand all the way to the end of it. And there's like miles of DNA in the strand, but then you reach the end of that strand. And I call it the primordial cell, the first cell of your creation as your humanness. Now just sit in that perfection. Like, how perfect is that first cell of your body? Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's go another step. Go into the thought and the energy that created that first cell of your being. How pure is that? How peaceful is that? How loving, how perfect is that? That's perfect divine planning. That's your divine blueprint.
Wow.
And going into that place within yourself, and this is something to use. Go in there every day. Go in there before a business meeting. Learn to live more in your divine blueprint, in your divinity, way deep in the core of yourself. And that also goes into living more in your soul than in your mind and your body and your emotions. Because when you go deep in your soul, you get to a place that, and you can just do it casually. But the way I talk through it, it's like you go deep, but it's just there. And you go into your soul and you just realize, I am safe. I am perfect. I am always provided for. There's nothing that can harm me ever. That's all just stuff in this world, this reality that I'm living in. But in my soul and in my divinity is perfect. So that's the space that I'm talking about, your divine blueprint.
Oh my goodness, Dan, let me just tell you, I'm teary-eyed right now.
Well, awesome. I was getting chills while I was talking. I was like, I know this is going to be good.
Oh, it is so good. Oh my goodness. What you said, I closed my eyes. I followed through with, you know, I was listening to everything you were saying, and I just felt the sudden rush of such love for just my body, you know, for my heart doing what it needs to, for, you know, my brain keeping me alive, for my body making scabs if, you know, I get hurt, or, you know, building whatever if I'm sick. It's just like our bodies are so miraculous and so amazing that they work so hard to just keep us alive. And wow, that was really beautiful. That was a wonderful exercise. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and I got chills while I did it. And then while you were talking, I got chills going all the way up through the top of my head. I was like, this is good. We're sending out some good vibes right
this
now.
This is good juju.
Good juju. Exactly.
So that was beautiful. Well,
wow. Want to hear something kind of funny about how I got into my soul? Because I didn't have that until like 3 weeks ago.
I want to hear all about this. I'm sure everyone listening, like, we all want to know, how do we do this, right?
Okay, well, it came through a mildly to extremely stressful situation that got me into my soul. Let me just say that. So, you know, I was saying that I kept adding weeks out here, add a week. And then this was, I think, 3 weeks ago. I was looking to add another week and it just wasn't lining up. It was some sort of holiday weekend. Maybe it was 3-4 weeks ago. And the place, the town was packed and there wasn't anyone, any places to stay. So I ended up adding a week, but I had 2 days in between. And I was like, well, let me go to the Grand Canyon. So I went to the Grand Canyon and I get there at night and I'm overlooking the Grand Canyon. And I felt like I was just that deepness of the Grand Canyon and just the magnificence, and just there's an overwhelming sense of awe, but it's different than Sedona. Sedona is more of a uplifting, but that one's a more like a, whoa, deep, like it's deep inside you. And I felt like, it's like, I feel like I'm getting deep inside me, like I'm getting into my soul. And then the next morning I went for a hike into the Grand Canyon and I was like, okay, I'm just going to, you're supposed to go in there for, and it's supposed to take you however long you go in, it should take you twice as long to get out. So I went in about a mile and a half and then 3 miles, looked at the map. I was like, okay, I'm okay time-wise. Cause I wanted to make sure to get back before sunset, around sunset.
Right.
And then, go to another mile and a half, another mile and a half. So I'm 6 miles in and I'm like, man, I got to go to the river. The river's like, and I didn't realize how far I was going. I was like, I just got to go to the river. So I get all, and I'm jogging down, not running, but jogging. And I get to the river, Colorado River. And it's beautiful. I'm there for about a half hour. And then I'm like, I got to get out of this thing too. And every single step going back up, I couldn't run. I was already pounding my body too much that I reached a point that I, like, every step hurt walking out of that.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was 9 miles into the thing. So I had to get 9 miles back out of it. And
oh, no.
If I would have calculated this thing beforehand, I wouldn't have done it. But for some reason, I went and did it. But yeah, so, and I just remember about 2 hours into walking back up, I had paired up with another guy I met by the river to walk up with him. And he looks back at me and he looks back and he's like, hey, buddy, we're almost there. And you see these humongous, you know, like you're still at the bottom of this thing and you see these humongous mountains ahead of you. And to get back to the top of it, he's like, we're almost there. And I'm like, we're not almost there, but okay, we're almost there.
But thanks anyway.
But thanks. Yeah. So that was the most painful thing I've ever done in my life. But somehow it got me to operate in my soul more than in my body and my mind. Because I know, like, we are probably, most people on this call, the idea of our thoughts become things, our belief systems become our reality, those types of concepts, you know, that's mind stuff. And that's awesome as a tool, but if we're too much in our mind can be running us instead of us running our mind. So this, somehow that experience dropped me into my soul, and I started handling a few situations in my life from my soul.
Wow.
Like what would my soul do now? And it actually helped me heal a situation with my girlfriend. Cause I was addressing things with my soul instead of with my mind's perspective of whatever's going on. Just amazing experiences. And I didn't know that I was going to the Grand Canyon to get me to drop into my soul, but God knew. God took me there for sure. He's like, I'm not going to let it line up perfectly this week. Yeah. It's not going to line up perfectly this week because you're going to the Grand Canyon because you need to get in your soul. And then once I was deep in there, it led me to more things, learning about divine blueprint and our Christ consciousness and our God self, our God within us, like the beautiful purity of that in everyone on this call has that perfection in them, and operating more from that than from what we are conditioned to believe in ourselves or believe about ourselves, what we're conditioned to believe about other people, believe about other political groups, other races, colors, religions, all these stuff. That's all programmed separateness.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't our divinity.
Yep.
Our divinity is unity, oneness, community, cooperation, joyful living, healthy living, healthy lifestyle. That's in our blueprint.
Yeah.
So I just feel like I have been making these steps to live more deep inside me. And that's more of a place of pure love, which has led me to create that course that I made called Becoming Someone Who Loves, because it took me 10 years to go from not loving myself through these loving iterations to a point where it's like, I just want to be loving and lovable and peaceful and joyful and happy
mm-hmm.
all the time. I want to communicate like that. I want to be that. And I want that or better, and that or better, and that or better to keep happening for my life.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I made the program, because I want to help as many people break loose of those lower vibrational emotional patterns. Because once you start really getting it, that you can live in love, then you just go there or better. There or better for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life.
Yeah, you just keep ascending and going higher and higher. And,
yeah,
you know, so something awesome. You said in one of your videos, I actually wrote this down because this really stood out to me. You said your gifts can only be manifested only if you are in the state of higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's so important, because what's coming to mind is what we were imagining earlier, the visual of the river with the dam. And,
yes.
You know, how are your gifts going to manifest themselves? Like, how are you going to be the best version of yourself and the happiest version of yourself and really express your God-given gifts if you are constantly tightening that, mm-hmm. you know, the way I imagine it, it's funny you said river, because I imagine like a tube full of water, and you squeeze the tube and you cause it to like get clogged. You know, it's like a plastic tube you squeeze, and it mm-hmm. just totally takes away all the life. And without that life running through it, how are you really, you know, how are you ever really going to be happy or a full expression of that divine blueprint, as you call it?
Yeah. And you know, the most beautiful thing is on that tube is a valve. And you know who has control of the valve that controls the flow?
The Grand Canyon.
That's a lot of flow. I just remember being up down at the bottom thinking, man, a couple hundred years ago, people would come to the Grand Canyon. And some people would be settlers walking around or through. And some of the people were like, you know what? I'm just going to stay around the top edge and see how it goes. And then there were other settlers who were like, you know what? I'm just going to follow this river. You know, I'm just going to follow and see where it goes. And they ended up in this place there. I was at the bottom of it going like, what did I get myself into? So I don't know. Those are just some funny thoughts I had while at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Yeah. But, yeah, the person who controls the flow of energy in your body is you. It's me. Going back to the beginning of the call, when you breathe in and you feel that sense of peace, you just opened up the valve. think of it like a valve that you just opened it. And one of the videos that I made is called Opening Your Heart Valve. It's like this valve that you can just breathe in love and breathe it in again and again. And it's almost like your posture changes. Your heart seems to blossom just a bit and opens up. And that can be the normal way that your body actually behaves. It takes reconditioning, but we all control the valve or the flow of emotional energy through our body. That's one thing that for sure we all control.
Mm-hmm.
What emotions we feel are our job. We make up our way that we perceive the world. You know, you could think of a football game like, oh, the Patriots are playing the Denver Broncos. Patriots win 24-21 in overtime. Now, what does that mean? To some fans, if they love the Patriots, they're like, yay. Now, that same event, the Bronco fans say, boo, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Same event. But what does a little child say that plays soccer? They're like, I don't even play football. You know, someone who lives in another part of the world that don't even know what football is, they're like, that doesn't mean anything to me. It's we perceive the world in certain ways that have us react emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
We're in control of the emotions. But life is so real. It seems like our emotions are just happening to us, but really we do have control of the flow.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can live in that place.
And you know, it's so easy, I think, to place the blame on others when we react, you know, like say someone cuts you off and you get super angry and then you're glaring at the person in front of you and flipping them off or whatever. And you're like, it's your fault. I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So like, how easy is it to just give other people that power of you are dictating my emotional state of being? When in reality, it's not their choice. You choose how you react and how you perceive things.
Yeah, it's so true. And a lot of it would come down to, let's go to the way we were conditioned in life, because that football example, well, whoever grew up in New England tends to react a certain way. Whoever grew up in Denver probably reacts to that same game in a different way. So whatever we were conditioned to, the environment we grew up in, the country we grew up in, the school system, all this stuff that we grew up in, all affects the way that we perceive the world. Just mm-hmm. know, it's complex, but just know that when we go back, because I like to take things that like, oh, it's so complex. Well, let's make it easy. Go back to our divinity. Go back to the part in your soul that you experienced that was pure love. Go back to that place and sit in it for a while today in meditation, or, you know, you just might be at work or in your car. Let me just sit in there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then send that energy out more and more. And a lot of the videos that I made for the course will definitely help shift that energy up more and more and more. There's breathing exercises in there too, that actually help like activate the energy in your energy system. So it's a beautiful thing, steering yourself towards love. Yeah.
And, you know, I think how you were talking about our conditioning, oftentimes we are also conditioned in childhood to understand self-love or not understand self-love. And then, as I was telling you when we were talking earlier, then we grow up into pissed off adults that don't know what's wrong with us because we can't love ourselves. What the heck?
Can't love ourselves, don't love other people.
Right, because it all starts
afraid of strangers.
Yes, it all
starts all this stuff, all these beliefs.
Like you need to love you before you can love others and before you can really go and change the world. And, you know, I did a little bit of research this morning in preparation of this because I really am passionate about this topic. And I was reading that without self-love, you're likely to be highly self-critical and fall into people-pleasing and perfectionism. And then this leads to neglecting your own needs and self-sabotage. So, you know, just not loving yourself leads to all of this bad juju. It's a bunch of negativity. And if you are walking around with that type of chip on your shoulder, you are not helping the world because you are – helping yourself, right?
Absolutely. And just know that if you're listening to this and you resonate with that, and that is kind of how you are right now, it's okay.
Yes. It, yes. Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
I feel like that's okay because I don't think anyone on earth, I use this example. When I moved to San Diego years ago, like finally got there, but still no money, no car. I was babysitting my little nephew and he sat up in his crib. He's like in diapers, sat up in his crib one day and he looks around at the world and he's got this bald head and smiley face. And he's just looking around with this biggest smile, like joy.
Oh.
And I look at the cute little guy and I think he doesn't have any reasons to be happy. He's just happy. And that's like living in your divinity. Now then what has happened since then is he's learned all sorts of reasons and modeling of people that aren't happy around him, you know? So you start unlearning our divinity. Mm-hmm. So just for everyone, if it feels a little off, you know, you have some resistance about like loving yourself, it's okay. I just encourage you, go on the path towards love. See yourself more and more as you felt yourself in your divine blueprint. Also, see yourself the way God sees you, because I just know God looks at all of his children. He's like with adoring eyes, with loving eyes, and with a gaze, and like you can do it, and I've got your support, and you're still growing and learning and becoming more of yourself. It's not like when we're adults, we stop growing. We keep growing. Even we're full grown as our physical body, but we keep growing in so many different ways. Just know there's immense love for you. And there's immense love for you from me and from Lucy. There are people all over the world who love. Yeah, exactly. Lucy's such a smiley, bright light. If y'all haven't seen her big smile, you definitely need to look up a picture of her, because she's beautiful, so, and she's cute, and her smile's like ling ling ling. It almost should have digital effects, like those little stars glistening with her teeth.
Oh my goodness, you're so funny, Cam. But you know what? I'm not always like that too. So that's really important to put out there, and a lot of my family and boyfriend and close ones would say that.
Yeah.
You know, we're all human, so I try my best to stay in that high energy and, you know, shoot out love to everyone. But yeah, there are times where I struggle with my own self-love, and that leads to negative, you know, down feelings. And before I know it, I'm spiraling into this bad juju and yeah, you know, trying to pull myself out of it too. So thank you for the compliment though.
Yeah. Well, you are great. And I know the way that I speak might seem like I've got a lot of this or most of it figured out, but I'm still practicing mastery of this, staying in a loving, peaceful, emotional state inside of me, because I know I do control it. But staying in that, in all aspects of my life, as life happens, to stay up and stay up and stay up. I know there's a like an emotional ride that can happen in life, or tends to happen, but a better emotional ride would be, instead of going from fear, doubt, worry, anxiety, riding that and being happy every once in a while, to be at a higher vibration where maybe you're maybe sometimes frustrated, but you tend to be more like happy, passionate, joyful, loving, peaceful, and you ride that roller coaster, and then you ride an even higher one, and you keep going up emotionally because it's just better.
Right.
A better life is going to be a high vibe emotional life. It just is. So just steering yourself towards that is a powerful, awesome thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, the easiest steps to make towards self-love, just starting small, you know, find maybe one loving thing you can do for yourself today and do it. And if you need to, tell someone about it so they hold you accountable. And just, you know, if it's taking a walk outside, appreciating nature, and that's your loving thing, great. If it's, you know, cleaning your house, if it's just sitting there in your presence and saying to yourself that you're awesome, like whatever it is. But self-love isn't this huge, like hard to figure out. Like you said, it's within us. It's our divine blueprint, and we were all made in God's image or the universe or whatever you want to call it. We are all made of love. That is our essence. And like you said, it's not hard to tap into. It's there. You just need to commit to wanting to do that for yourself. If you want to love yourself more, you can do that. It's totally doable.
Absolutely. And to create that as part of your habitual way of being more and more and more and more and more. Mm-hmm. So loving yourself, and I define it as loving yourself, being loving, lovable, loved and adored, believing and knowing. Believing is one thing, but just knowing, because in your divinity, like in that perfection of the core of your being, all those things are true for sure. Self-love, loving, lovable, loved and adored, and being someone who loves and operating in those ways. Mm-hmm. I just believe that's in our core of our being. So tapping into that and then programming from that place, programming our body habitually, our patterns of the way we carry ourselves, our behaviors, our routines, programming our minds to not be reactive, to be responsive, to respond with love. And I can take people through just a quick, like 2-minute breathing exercise too.
Yes, that's perfect. You read my mind. I was just thinking I would love to have you lead us through that exercise.
Okay, awesome. So this is something, it'll just take a couple minutes, but there are energy centers in our body, and I won't go into all the details. I'll just make it simple, but some of them are more located in our, say, root or lower abdomen area. And those are more towards survival and things like that. But then you have your heart. And then if you go up to your throat area, your midbrain area and the top of your head, those are more towards love, manifestation, communication, creativity, those types of things. So this exercise is a short version of a full thing that you would get in the course, but you'll get the feeling of it. Just close your eyes. And you can do it with your eyes open too, if you want to. But we're going to have you breathe in to your heart, but breathe in love specifically. And then we'll go into the higher energy centers. We'll move up your body, and then I'll go into the world around us, into your soul and into the earth. And these are things that I've learned from different breathwork experts like Wim Hof and Joe Dispenza and some other people. So just sit there and breathe into your heart, breathe in some love. And breathe out. And we're going to do 4 breaths. Breathe in love and breathe out. Breathe in love and breathe out. And breathe love into your heart and breathe out. Now move up to your throat and just feel the love. And you might feel a tingling in your body as you do this. You might get a little lightheaded too, but just control that.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Just letting you know, if you need to sit down, it's cool. But this is activating your body in a different way. So breathe in love to your throat area. Breathe in love and breathe out. Breathe in love again and breathe out. And breathe in love again and breathe out. Now we'll breathe into the midbrain area. This is to activate your brain and your mind with love. Breathe in love into the center of your brain. Breathe in love. Breathe in again. And breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in again. And breathe out. And breathe in love again. And breathe out. Now feel that love and breathe it into the crown of your head. Breathe in love. And breathe out, breathe in love again, and breathe out, breathe in love again, and breathe out, and breathe in love again, and breathe out. Now let's just sit there. You're in your higher energy centers, which is where you want to operate more and more of your life from, the higher energy centers. So you activate those energy centers with this breathing. Now let's breathe in. You can hold your hands over your head in a V shape, or just imagine like a funnel of love going into your top of your head from the entire universe, and breathe in love into the top of your head from the universe, and breathe out, flooding the world with love. So breathe in love from the universe and then breathe out, flooding the world with love. And breathe in one more time and breathe out love. And then breathe in love one more time and breathe out love. Now, all that energy in the higher energy centers, in your mind, in the universe, in the world around you, feel that love. Now let's take it and breathe into your soul. Breathe love into your soul. Four breaths. Breathe in love and breathe out. Breathe in love and breathe out. Breathe in love and breathe out. One more breath. Breathe in love and hold it for just a couple seconds. And breathe out love, flooding the whole world around you with love. So it's your body, it's your mind, it's the universe, it's the world around you, the entire space around you, filling that with love. Now let's do one last set of four and breathe that love through all the aspects of yourself, through your body, through your mind, through your soul, through your emotions. Breathe in love and breathe out love and anchor it into Mother Earth. Anchor it into your reality as a permanent construct. That's the way the world that you live in works and is going to work from now on. And you're deliberately and intentionally putting in that expectation and that intention. So breathe in love into all aspects of your being and breathe out love into Mother Earth. Breathe in love. Breathe out love, anchor it into Mother Earth. Breathe in love. Breathe out love, anchor it into Mother Earth. And breathe in love one more time. Hold it for a second. Just feel it. Bathe in it. And breathe out love into Mother Earth. And just stay in this energy for a few more seconds. Because this is the energy of you. This is the energy of creation. This is the energy of love. And when we have our body, emotions, mind, reality around us, soul, divine blueprint, Christ consciousness, our divinity, and we're aligning all of the aspects of ourselves, anchoring that into Mother Earth, into the world and the reality we live in, and broadcasting this signal for our own lives, for your life, for each other's lives, and create this as the habitual pattern of our emotional state of being, and carry this as we go into life today. Carry this as we have a conversation with a friend. Carry this into more and more of what we do, knowing that this is a state of being that we can always get to, and we can really condition ourselves to be in. So I love you all very much. I'm thankful that you went through this. You can open your eyes. And sometimes you say like, oh, shake yourself out a little bit. You know what? Bathe in this. Bathe in it. When you sense yourself going into, like, in a few minutes, you might sense yourself like, oh, I've got to get somewhere. So you just start going into your habitual patterns. Sense that and just go, hold on a second. I'm going to go into doing this thing that I would normally just go fly in to do and go back to my normal state of being. I'm going to work on staying in this love vibration. I'm going to work on staying in the peace. I'm going to work on staying in my divinity, in my soul. So that helps create the habitual patterns to create that in the things that you do on a daily basis.
Mm. Wow. I'm in this love, happy trance right now.
Good.
I really feel so calm. I feel very, very calm, a little lightheaded, but not in a bad way. I just feel very peaceful.
Yeah.
Thank you for leading us through that, Dan. That was wonderful. Wow.
Well, I did an exercise like this back in March in my place before coming to Sedona, in a meditation, and I was about 15 minutes into it, and I felt my heart opening, like, oh, my posture's broader. Oh, and then when I got towards the end of the meditation, I was like, and I felt my body relax and go back into normal posture. And I have good posture anyway, but I still felt like my heart kind of go from the flowing open to like, oh, let me just, the valve's going to close down a little more. And I was like, no. I remember. I was like, no, you're staying open.
Come back.
Yeah. And I started singing I Love Yous. I started, I had some song by Chicago happen. You're the Inspiration was playing on repeat. And I was singing the song, and I was like, and I got up in a chair, and I was like, I'm looking around the room with my eyes open, and the room started getting brighter and brighter and brighter. I got myself completely into like a trance state. But I was like, I'm keeping in this vibration as long as I possibly can, because I know if I can do it for 10 or 15 minutes, I can do it for 2 hours, and I can do it all day. And I'm eventually going to just train myself to do it my whole life. That helped me back in March, and that kicked off, you know, all the things that I've learned and that I packaged into the course that I have now, which is called Becoming Someone Who Loves. And y'all can find that on my website. It's under letyourlightshinelifecoaching.com. There'll be a link on my Facebook as well. You can find me under Dan Prock or Daniel Prock. You can find me on Instagram under I Love Brother Dan. Because, yeah, I'm Dan Prock, and I'm like, there's Professional Dan, you know. Yeah. But Professional Loving Dan, oh, there's Dan Prock. And then there's Brother Dan, who's more like, yo, what's up, everyone? But that's also my comedy acting persona is more Brother Dan. But you can find a link to this course on the website for sure, and then through social media. So just look up under Let Your Light Shine LifeCoaching.com and look up Becoming Someone Who Loves, or it might be a tab that says online courses. And so you can get the first three video lessons are free in the course. So you can know, you can try them out, love them. When you love them, you're like, okay, I've gotten great benefits from this, and I'd like to get the whole course. And then at that point you can buy them. So I just wanted to make it so there's an ease to entry into something like this, so everyone can get going down the path. Mm-hmm. And then if you love it, or when you love,
oh, Dan, okay, this is, I keep losing you here and there, but now it's getting spottier and spottier. But I'm glad you brought up the website and everything. So if you're listening to this and you love the exercises, or you just want to learn more, go ahead and visit the website. And
Dan, yeah, I can hear you. I'll say it one more time just in case it didn't come through.
It's, yes, it one more time.
It's letyourlightshinelifecoaching.com. And Dan Prock on Perfect. Facebook, and I Love Brother Dan on Instagram.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you so much for repeating that. But Dan, it's been an absolute pleasure as always. You just make me light up because you are such good energy, and you just remind me of our true essence. And, you know, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your energy with us today. I really appreciate you too,
Lucy. I love you very much. And I love everyone who's listening to this call. I really want it to be something in the world where people of all different looks and colors and shapes and everything just have a habitual state of love and appreciation for one another. And how great of a world will it be when people are just friendly in general, are just happy in general with themselves and with each other. And we like, how much growth and expansion can happen when it's that environment. And I just believe that's our future. Mm-hmm. And I just love everyone on this call. So thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Dan. And thank you to everyone who's listening. Go ahead and share this episode with anyone you'd like. It was an awesome episode. So thank you, everyone. Make it an awesome day. And remember to shine and flourish.